USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Proponents of raising the gas tax and a vehicle miles travel tax are saying it's increasingly unlikely that either tax will be a part of President Biden's massive infrastructure proposal. Administration officials have indicated they would rather raise the corporate tax to pay for their $2.3 trillion package. Senate Republicans say there's no interest in their caucus to pursue the first gas tax increase since 1993. Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, battled back Monday following a 14% crash over the weekend. Some reports have speculated that Bitcoin's drop could possibly be connected to concerns that the U.S. Treasury may crack down on money laundering through digital assets. Nicholas Panigurchulu with J.P. Morgan on CNBC.
It represents a significant challenge here for Bitcoin to sustain its momentum.
Despite Bitcoin's drop, many big-name crypto investors are still bullish. USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
House Democrats passed a plan on Wednesday that would make it increasingly difficult for any president to impose a travel ban to protect American citizens. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Number of illegal immigrants coming into our nation since they've been keeping records. So it is definitely a crisis, definitely chaos. And what do the Democrats do? Last month, they passed two bills that give amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. You can't make this stuff up. And then today they're going to pass a piece of legislation that takes power away from the commander-in-chief.
Titled the No Ban Act, the legislation would limit a president's authority to use travel bans without first consulting Congress and would allow litigation by foreign nationals in the United States who are harmed by such a restriction. As terrible as COVID-19 has been, it's entirely possible that we'll face another pandemic unless we identify how the crisis began. Yet, more than a year after the outbreak, we still have no details on the origins. Only speculation, and that should concern everyone. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A recent survey, again, affirms what Americans think about expanding the justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin, and 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%.
President Biden once called the idea of expanding the court a bonehead idea. The TV game show Jeopardy has announced more guest hosts as producers continue to look at replacing the late Alex Trebek. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign pushed to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.